Well, I wouldn't say it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. It's been looking like it for most of the month, but it is getting close to Christmas on Tuesday. And you're listening to Rosie on the House. 9 o'clock hour, we normally do open phones, but we're looking back at some of the folks who visited Rosie on the House. However, we do have a bit of we call it home improvement coming up in the next segment. Romy will talk with Rheus Home Performance Solutions about your heating system in your home. We have some great tips because we're officially in winter, and for all of our listeners in the high country, well, they get the real thing, but down in the low desert, it can get nippy, so you want to make sure your heating system is working correctly. So if you've traveled up I-17 between Sunset Point and Badger Springs exit, you've seen a decorated Christmas tree that's been mysteriously decorated for a long, long time. No one knows who it is and who does it, but Arizona's official balladeer Dolan Ellis took it upon himself to give it a name, wrote a book, and a song.
This yes. is a book called Arizona's Scrubby. Tell us what that is about.
Well, there's this little...
not about me, is it?
It's about this little cedar tree that grows between the north and southbound lanes of I-17 that I know that hundreds of thousands of people have seen. And somebody has been decorating it, to my knowledge at least, for over 30 years. Some people say longer. And nobody really knows who does it. It's just really a wonderful spirit of Christmas that somebody gives us each year. And I just thought it needed to have a song written about it and a little book put together. And I cannot believe
somebody didn't do that before. You know, every year we drive by that on our way to the Prescott Christmas weekend, and we're like, you know, the stuff's looking a little worn. I figure it's either a great family secret, you know, or it's...
Yeah, nobody knows who does it. Yeah, they've kept it a secret all this year and I, quite frankly, I hope it stays that way.
Well, in the spirit of being balladeer, this is a precious little book, and it's a great holiday idea for anybody who's looking for Arizona treasure to give. And it comes with a little CD with your song.
Yep.
Beautiful photography. Did you tell me you did the photography in the book?
Yeah.
So you're multi-talented, mister. Yeah. Look at this. It's great. It's got a great picture of... the tree, full center. It's a nice size little book, and just all the decorations on there. We got big old candy canes and flags and a big star and snowflakes. And do you think there have ever been accidents going by that tree?
Well, you know, that tree has survived a couple of fires, you know, that's been right up in the area. I've always been afraid for it because it's burned all around that area up there. But thank goodness the tree has been spared.
Will you do something for us? Will you sing the song straight?
Sure, I'd be happy to. All right, sure. Okay. Out in Arizona, there's a story to be told. A scrubby, the little cedar tree that grows beside the road. I-17 to Flagstaff from the desert down below. And a random act of kindness by some secret caring souls. Each Christmas someone sneaks out there in the middle of the night and decorates old Scrubby with Christmas balls so bright. It brings a smile to every face that passes by that sight. Yeah, Scrubby becomes a rock star, and for him this song I write. Scrubby is a cedar tree, no one knew his name, till someone decorated him and gave him pride and fame. Now the magic of this mystery tree brings hope within our souls, that during these times of turmoil, a bell of goodness tolls. It tells a tale of Christmas that's heard across the land. It's an inspiration to us all to love our fellow man. Scrubby is a cedar tree, no one knew his name, till someone decorated him and gave him pride and fame. Now the mystery of Scrubby Tree has lived for 30 years. We peel an eye as we drive by when Christmas time draws near. Like children play of Santa's sleigh and the sound of 8 reindeer. Each year we wait and anticipate for Scrubby to appear. Scrubby is a cedar tree. No one knew his name till someone decorated him and gave him pride and fame. Now hopefully the mystery of Scrubby will never be solved. Let's let it be the identity of whomever is involved. 'Cause it tells the tale of Christmas. It shows the joy of giving in a pure and selfless way. Like the baby Jesus gave to us on that first Christmas day.
That was great.
Wow.
That was great.
That's cool.
But if people wanted to find your book, Dolan, it's just right there on your DolanEllis.com.
Yeah, it's
right
on my website. Yeah. Unfortunately, that's the only place really you can buy it. They're either there or at my shows, one of the two.
Well, it keeps it very local. We are big proponents of buying local. So this is, you can't get any more local than Dolan Ellis.
And inside that book, I saw a CD. Will I get a copy of that song? That's what's on
yeah.
the disc?
Yeah.
Wonderful.
I got
so
signed one.
Who named it Scrubby?
I did.
You did? Okay.
Oh, you even named it.
Yeah.
Ah. Well, we have more to talk about.
I felt that it deserved a name, you know.
It does.
It's genius. Always been called the I-17 Mystery Tree. And so I call it Scrubby, the I-17 Mystery Tree.
I like Scrubby better.